You're listening to How to Win with Mike Moore, the podcast that provides you with practical insights on how to win in every arena of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the How to Win podcast. These podcasts are based off 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus." Listen, you're a winner. You're a winner in Christ Jesus. Well, we began a series some time ago entitled Dating Intelligence. Dating Intelligence. This is lesson four. So we're tracking on down the road. The theme of this series, we're looking at and examining biblical dating habits versus worldly dating habits. We're renewing our minds as believers. God wants you to date if that's your desire. God wants you to have great friendships. And then ultimately, if it's your desire to be married, I believe that's God's will. Much of it begins with our dating life. In lesson three, we talked about mindsets and mistakes that destroy the potential of a healthy dating relationship. Mindsets and mistakes. We talked about bad dating habits. Well, this lesson today, we're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to give you some practical things to do to keep yourself from moving too fast. So let's look at our background text for this lesson today. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 29. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 29 in the New Living Translation says, "I was there when God set the limits of the seas so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when he marked off the earth foundation." So when God created the earth, he established boundaries so that the sea would not spread beyond the boundaries. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about boundaries. In fact, I talked about this in a series that I taught on toxic relationships. In lesson eight, toxic relationships, we talked about boundaries. That's what we're going to be, the theme of what we're going to be dealing with in this lesson on dating. I want to use for the subtopic today, too much too soon. Too much too soon. Too much too soon. Proverbs 20:25 in the New King James Version says, "It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy and afterwards to reconsider his vows." Listen at that. It is a snare. Proverbs 20:25. It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy and afterward reconsider his vows. When we look at this verse in the context of dating intelligence and dating relationships, I believe that we can see a truth here that the scripture is communicating to us, and that is internal commitment, giving your heart to a person because of a strong external feeling or attraction is dangerous. Now listen at that. Internal commitment, giving your heart to a person. You can give your heart to a person too quick. Giving your heart to a person because of a strong external feeling of attraction. And that's where most of it lies. It's an external feeling of attraction. And we give our heart to someone that we don't know because of an internal or external feeling of attraction. And when we do that, when we give our heart to someone because of this external feeling of attraction, we enter into a danger zone. So we're talking about too much too soon. Boundaries protect us from this danger zone of too much too soon. So what do we mean by boundaries? What we mean by boundaries is how emotionally close you let people get to you, or how emotionally close you get to others. How emotionally close you let people get to you, how emotionally close you get to others. Boundaries. Boundaries are a person's limits in a relationship. You need to have limits in your relationship. Now, why are boundaries important? And we're talking about in dating. Why are boundaries important? I give you two major reasons why boundaries are important in your dating relationship. We're not talking marriage, we're talking about just in your dating relationship. Boundaries allow each person to maintain their needs, their space, their individuality, and their health. You need to maintain your needs. You need to maintain your space. You need to maintain your individuality. You need to maintain your health. It is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to protect your health, protect your space, protect your individuality. So boundaries, they allow each person to maintain their needs, space, individuality, and health. Now, listen at this insight to the importance of boundaries. We're talking about too much too soon. We get too deep too soon. That's why people get hurt, because they get too deep too soon. Now, listen at this. Why are boundaries important? Here's my second important reason. Boundaries prevent an unnatural rapid progression of the relationship. Boundaries prevent an unnatural rapid progression of the relationship concerning emotional bonding and physical intimacy that leads to a false sense of love, intimacy, commitment, and compatibility. This is so profound, that I want to walk you through this second important reason for boundaries. Boundaries are important because they prevent an unnatural rapid progression of the relationship. And that's what you want. You don't want the relationship to move that fast. You don't want it to move that fast. All of a sudden, we met each other, now we're in love with each other. No, no, no. That is an unnatural, rapid progression of the relationship concerning, now listen to this, emotional bonding. You want your emotional bonding to progress at a normal pace. Now listen at this, and physical intimacy. We're trying to push the physical intimacy on the back burner. Remember, we said in a prior session, we said that God's order and His alignment, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God your whole spirit, soul, body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit, soul, body. So we say it, and I want to repeat it, that the engine of this relationship, every train has an engine and a caboose. The engine of the relationship should be spiritual. We're talking to you believers now. If you don't want to live a saved life, if you don't want to live a life set apart to God, then just forget about this lesson. Just forget about this lesson. The engine of the relationship should be spirit soul. It should be spirit intellectual. Intellectual has to do with getting to know the person. Getting to know the person. The engine, the beginning, the front, the one moving out front should be spiritual soul, spiritual intellectual. And the physical part of the relationship, physical intimacy in a relationship should be the caboose. Now watch this. The reason why boundaries are so important, and I want you to get this, because if you get this, it will, number one, keep you out of toxic relationships. You'll never get into toxic relationships. And then it'll protect you from hurt. So many single Christians are just hurt. They damaged. They wounded. They struggling trying to get over relationships because the relationships was progressing unnaturally. And the physical attraction and the physical intimacy was the engine. The spirit, most of the time, spiritual is at the caboose, the intellectual at the caboose. So now listen at this. Boundaries prevent an unnatural, rapid progression of the relationship concerning emotional bonding and physical intimacy that leads to, watch this, a false sense of love, intimacy, commitment, and compatibility. I am saying that if you don't have boundaries and allow the relationship to progress in alignment, then you will end up with a bonding, emotional bonding and physical intimacy that will lead you and distort your thinking into a false sense of love. You will think it's love, but it's a false sense of love. You will think it's intimate, but it's a false sense of intimacy. You will think it's commitment, but it's a false sense of commitment. It's a false sense of compatibility. It wasn't true compatibility. It wasn't true intimacy. It was attraction. It was physical. You know, when I was in the world, you know, I was involved in that sex thing, so I know what sex is about. You know, I'd been saved all my life. And sex has a way of making you think that you love somebody or making you think you're in love. And yet, I end up hurting people. I hurt some people. I hurt some females because we got intimate and I was nowhere near in love. I wasn't in love. And then there were times where I thought I might have been, but it was a false sense of intimacy, a false sense of love. And anytime you could just walk away from something, there was no true commitment to it. So boundaries protect you from this false sense of commitment, false sense of love, false sense of intimacy, false sense of compatibility. So let's go from general to specifics. General boundaries, when you first meet someone and you in an initial dating relationship, and this is going to be really true if you're a single parent, then there's some boundary questions like you should be discussing with the person, like how often will we communicate with each other? How often are we going to communicate? How frequently are we going to see each other? There's no need of you getting hot and heavy with somebody. You got children and you're spending more time with your dating relationship than you with your kids. How frequent are we going to see each other? What will be our communication style? Text and email, phone calls, message. We got to talk about this. What time are you available? What time am I available? If you got two people, especially if you're a single parent, you have to spend time with your children. So you don't have availability to spend a large bucket of time with somebody. And if you do, your priorities are off and you're going to end up in a legitimate competition between your dating relationship and your children. So what times are you available? What times are you not available? These are things. And if both of you are busy, you can still have a relationship, but you have to have some boundary questions. Now, what's more problematic is if you got one person that is busy and then you got another person has these large buckets of time. They don't have a lot to do. So they want to spend all this time with you and you got other obligations. So you have to talk through those things. Now remember, boundaries prevent a false sense of love, intimacy, commitment, and compatibility. I'm getting ready to enter into something. If you're not a committed Christian, this is going to be nonsensical to you. If your relationship with Christ and you don't want to live an upright life, I mean, you want to live just like lost people, what I'm going to say, it is just dumb to you. It makes no sense to you. It will not work in your relationship. And if what I say will not work in your experience, it's because you have an unrenewed mind. Because this, you have to have boundaries in order to live a saved life. In fact, as a married person, you have to have boundaries to be loyal. You have to have boundaries to protect yourself from adultery and all these kinds of things. You have to have boundaries. If you don't have boundaries in your single life, you're not going to have boundaries in your married life. Now, listen at this. You need physical boundaries. You need emotional boundaries. Now, let's talk about physical boundaries. And I know this is going to sound very archaic, but if you got two believers dating, friendship dating, if you establish physical boundaries, you can have a strong relationship with a person of the opposite sex and not cast away your relationship with God. But you have to have some physical boundaries. The key now in two believers of the opposite sex not falling off the cliff is you have to have open, honest communication with each other. Open, honest communication. In other words, you have to identify, we're talking physical now, you have to identify triggers and times where you or when you feel more tempted or you feel more turned on. We're all different. And there are triggers, and there are certain times where you feel more tempted or you struggle with temptation more than at other times. And you have to talk to each other about that. Here's a single man. He's committed to his relationship. You're a single female. You're committed to your relationship with God. Then if you're dating with someone of the opposite sex, then you're going to have to be talking about those triggers. Those times when you feel more tempted, more turned on than others. And you're going to have to establish physical boundaries that involve touching, position, environment, and people. Now, that's if you want to live the saved life. You're going to have boundaries in touching. In other words, hands kept to a certain place. Kissing kept to a certain limit. Position. No laying down kissing. You're not going to be, you may kiss, but you're not going to be laying down kissing. You're not going to be laying on top of each other kissing. You're not going to be taking off clothes kissing. That's position. Touching, position, environment. No sleepovers, environment. If you're traveling, because you're not a, if you're a teenager, you probably won't be traveling together. But if you're an adult, there are times you may take trips together. You may go out of town together. You have to talk about that. Can you handle that? No sleeping in the same hotel room. No sharing the same bed. You say, well, that's okay. Well, forget about it. Just forget about it. Just sleep with each other. Do what you want to do, but you're not going to live a saved life. And I have been saved all my life, okay? And I know even as a married person, there's certain places I can't be in and I can't do certain things if I'm going to live the saved life. And that's true for singles too. Environment, you can't be in that whole same hotel room together late at night. You can't be in that. That's not going to work because you're going to find a way. No, you sleep on the couch, I sleep in the bedroom. You're going to find a way to get to each other some kind of way because you're giving room to the flesh. People, there are certain people. You're going to have boundaries around certain people. I talked about people that are separated. They married, but they're separated. Married people. You got to have certain boundaries when it comes to certain married people. You know, I heard about a couple who were really committed, Christian couples who were really committed, and they had a scale system from 1 to 10, where they highly were turned on. You know, 10 meant I am really turned on. You know, I'm feeling myself right now. And they would communicate, okay, I'm a 9, I'm a 8, I'm a 7, I'm a 10. When they got to those places where they was high up on that scale being turned on, they would change the locations. They knew they couldn't stay in that spot. These were people who were committed to having a healthy, godly friendship and relationship. And even when it gets romantic and you're engaged, engagement is not a criteria for being sexual. So they had certain things. Okay, I'm a 9. Listen, we got to change this position. We got to change what we're doing right now because I'm feeling really turned on. And they had some healthy conversation. But you have to have not just physical boundaries. You have to have emotional boundaries. Let's talk about guarding your heart, guarding your time, guarding your mind, and guarding your conversations. Emotional boundaries. Let's look at each one of them. You have to guard your heart. If you're in a relationship, and you know, you're friends and stuff like that, but deep down inside, you want something deep, and you want to get married one day, you know, and you're trying to do this thing, walk it out, be friends and all this stuff, but you know deep down inside, well, you got to guard your heart now. You got to guard your heart. What I mean by that, don't trust prematurely. Don't enter into a relationship and all of a sudden you're trusting the person. You don't know the person. You don't know them. So don't trust prematurely. Don't share too much of your life story prematurely. Don't tell a person everything going on in your life. You don't know the person yet. Don't be getting deep and the intimate stuff that really mean a lot to you. Don't share your deepest thoughts and your deepest feelings and your intimate facts with people that you don't know. The Bible says, don't give that which is holy to a dog. Don't cast your pearls before swines. So don't guard your secrets. There are things that are precious to you. Don't just hand those things over to folk who are not going to value it. That's why you get hurt. You get hurt because you feel like I could talk to this person and you telling them all your deep secrets, your intimate facts and all this stuff. Listen, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't just give your heart to somebody you don't know. You don't know that person. You don't know whether that person is trying to get in your panties. They're trying to get in your panties. Or you don't know that. You don't know that. Don't just give your heart to anybody quick like that. You know, you can share things about you and you can share background stuff and you can share what you're doing in your life, but don't give deep, intimate stuff that your pearls to just give it away. Don't give your heart away. Number two, you got to guard your time. We're talking about too much too soon. You want to get too deep too soon. That's how people get hurt. Guard your time. Don't spend too much time early in the relationship. Don't spend too much time early in the relationship. Don't spend too much time. A balanced life. Now listen at this. Abundant life is a balanced life. I see couples and they spending all this time talking, all this time with each other, all this time, night and day with each other. That's not a balanced life. That's not the abundant life. Listen at this. You got to spend time with God because you can't have a relationship with somebody you don't spend time with. You got to have time for yourself. You need self time. You got to have time with your family. Whether if you're single, you got family. If you're a single parent, you got to spend time with your kids. Don't spend all this time with somebody. You got a balanced life. You got friends. Don't stop hanging out with your friends because you got this person you're so in love with. Now you in love with this person, you cutting off all your friendships. Don't do that. That's not balance. That's not balance. Abundant. Jesus came so we will have an abundant life. An abundant life is a balanced life. Time for God, time for yourself, time for your family, time for your... Listen, if it's real, the person is mature, they should be spending time with God. They should be spending time with themselves. They should be spending time with their family. If they got all this time to spend with you, they don't have a balanced life. Now, listen to me carefully. This will help you. You can't be successful if your career, you ain't giving time to it. Sometimes couples, they're so needy and they're so happy to have somebody. They spend it night and day. That's too much. That's too soon. You got to guard your heart. You got to guard your time. You got to guard your mind. You got to guard your thinking. Now, I gave this to you in a prior session, but I want to go back to it. The best relationships in life happen spontaneously and evolve over time, 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 time. We're talking about too much too soon. Now, watch this. You got to guard your mind, guard your heart. Guard your time, and then you got to guard your mind because your thinking is going to impact your emotions. Now, I want you to listen to me. I want to walk you through this, and this will keep the relationship growing at a normal, natural level. You don't want to be heads over heels with somebody you don't know. You don't want to be all in love with somebody you don't know. Now, listen to me. I'm being led by the Spirit to walk you through this. Now, listen. Don't spend all your time thinking about that person. Oh, you're in love. That's all. You're night and day. You're on your job. You're thinking about that person. You're at work. You're thinking about that person. You're at school. You're thinking about that person. You're just thinking about that person. No, no, that's not reality. I'm married and I love my wife. I love my wife. I love her. I'm committed to her. But I don't think about my wife all the time. She, right now, my wife is somewhere while I'm sharing this with you. I don't know where she is, but she ain't sitting around thinking about me all the time. That's not realistic. It's not real. It's not real life. It's not reality to think about somebody all the time. So when your mind is start feeling and you thinking about that person all the time, shut that off. Shut that off. Get engaged in something else because that's not reality. Even if one day you get married, you ain't going to think about that person all the time. Now, listen at this. Don't talk about guarding your mind. Don't overanalyze events and make something out of nothing. You had a great time. It was wonderful on the date. Don't overanalyze it. It was a date. Don't make it more than it was. It was wonderful. You enjoyed it. You hadn't been on a date in a while. The person was really nice. You were really nice. Okay, that's great. Okay, don't overanalyze it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't try to read between the lines, filling in the gaps with your own interpretation, planning ahead. Don't do that. Don't do that. Planning should be mutual. Don't read too much in the relationship. Let the thing evolve over time. Don't be rushing it. Don't be filling the gaps. He feel this way. She feel this way. Don't fill in the gaps. Don't fill in the gaps. Don't put your interpretation. That's where when people in a relationship say, well, I thought you felt this way. I thought you. And then the person said, well, I never told you that. I never said that to you. I never said that. You know, sometimes that's true. Now, sometimes people are sending mixed messages. We talked about that. But sometimes we filled in the gap. We filled the gap. We interpreted the event this way. Now, listen at this. Guard against fantasizing and dreaming about what could happen. Don't be fantasizing. Don't be dreaming about what could happen. Guard your mind. Think about what is really happening. Stay in the moment. Think about what really happening, not what you want to happen. Sometimes people get down the road. They get down the road and they end up down the road by themselves. Think about what is happening, not what you want to happen. Let it evolve naturally. Let it evolve over time. Listen at this. Guard your mind. Don't think about what you want to happen. Think about what is happening, what's going on right now, not what you want to happen. You don't want to end up down the road by yourself. Okay, that's where hurt comes in. And then finally, you have to guard your conversation. Talking about too much too soon. You got to guard your conversation. Don't rush into discussions with anybody about marriage, children, and sexual intimacy. Don't even talk. A lot of times people are talking on the first date about marriage. They're talking on the first date about children. Listen. I don't care whether it's a man. I don't care whether it's a female. Listen, you meet somebody and they talking about marriage, the first date, second date, they don't know you and they talking about marriage. If that's a guy talking about that, talking about marriage, talking about kids and don't know you, that's somebody want to be married. So in other words, it's you or somebody else. And that's why sometimes you can date somebody and they talk about marriage. I want to be married. I want to be married. I want a kid. And you moving too slow for them. And then next thing you know, they engaged and married. You know why? Because it wasn't about you. It was about marriage. They wanted to be married. It wasn't about you. It wasn't about you. And so sometimes we get hurt because somebody we don't even know the person. So don't even talk about marriage early in your dating relationship. Don't even talk about children. Don't even talk about that. Get to know the person. Know the person. Get into the person. What's going on now? Don't even be talking about that. Guard your conversation. Don't talk about the future. Listen at this. Listen at this, and I'm gonna finish in just a second. Enjoy the relationship. Okay, enjoy the now. Assess it. Engage in it. Be present in the moment. Assess what's going on. Engage it. You should be observing the person, talking to the person, listening to the person, because you want to get to know the person. You need to get to know the person. You want to get to know the person. So you're going to talk and you're going to listen. You're going to talk, you're going to listen, and then the Holy Spirit is going to be showing you things as you talk and you listen. So engage, access, and don't move beyond what's going on right now, because time and conversation will create an emotional bonding. Now, listen at this. I want to say a couple of things, and I'll be finished for this lesson. Listen at this. And I want you to write this down. Talking about the future with someone who refuses to commit to the present is not wise. Listen at that statement. Talking about the future with someone who refuses to commit to the present is not wise. Don't be talking to somebody about the future and they're not even committed to the present. Last statement. Don't allow the physical attraction and the emotional rush to hinder the development of the relationship. And that's what this lesson is all about. Not allowing the physical attraction and the emotional rush to hinder the development of the relationship. Too much too soon. Sometimes you can move so fast, bond so quick, that the relationship hadn't had the time to develop. So you end up connected to somebody that you don't know, that you don't really know. If it's true that our dating habits transmit into marriage, and if it's true that 50% of marriages end in divorce, and that's true for Christians, the same as it is for the unsaved, then that must mean that there are some things we're doing wrong as singles in our dating. We're allowing ourselves to get connected to people we don't know. And then we end up married to somebody that we don't know because we allow physical attraction and physical intimacy to hinder the development of the relationship. Well, that's it for this session, but we still have a ways to go. I thank you for allowing me to share this information with you. I believe that your life is being transformed in Jesus' name. I'll see you next time.